Back up. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I said hi normal.
Normal.
I'm getting very, very used to, well, no, I'm not. But I'm trying to not say hi in that weird way.
Good.
I know. You hate it, huh?
I do. Why? And don't drink your drink all.
No, you won't be able to tell. Watch. Can you tell I'm drinking a cup of coffee? Watch.
You're very quiet there. That's good.
I'm getting good at not saying hi, like, hi, and I'm getting good at sipping my coffee.
Good, good. Well, I'm excited about this episode.
Me too.
Because it's all about you. It's all about the fathers in our lives.
That I prefer the term daddy.
Okay. Well, you daddy, we're going to be talking all about you.
Well, we're going to be talking about you too.
Well, we're going to be talking about the dads in our lives, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because it is this Sunday. Father's Day is this Sunday. So I hope none of you forgot.
You know, I'm thankful for you because, like, I feel like a combination of you and then, like, sometimes my phone, social media will be like, oh, I'm like, oh, yes, Father's Day or Mother's Day or whatever. Same with birthdays. I'm so thankful for Facebook reminders of birthdays.
That is true.
Yeah.
I have apps to remind me about that.
You do?
I do. I have an app that tells me. It's called Givingly.
Givingly, huh?
And it reminds me when I have a birthday coming up.
You know what I've started doing as of lately is putting things in my calendar. So like my calendar here. See, like you'll see like, oh, look, it says June. It looks like tomorrow's Flag Day, Father's Day. Like I, and like production meetings that I have. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's a good reminder.
Cool. Well, it's always good to remember.
Yes.
Anyways, okay, so let's get into it. So this Sunday is Father's Day, and we're going to talk a little bit about our dads and the important dads in our lives, whether you have one, whether, well, we all have one.
We all have one somewhere.
Somewhere, yes. But we are going to talk about fathers and a little bit about our experience with either our own fathers or fathers that are influential in our lives. So but I wanted to get into your experience first about being a dad and how you became a dad, your thoughts on being a dad. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you personally was I wanted to ask you about your experience when you first found out that you were going to be a dad.
Well, how I became a dad, well, let me tell you. I can't really get into the details. No, I'm just kidding. No, I remember, okay, so I was really, really young. I had my son, Max, at 20 years old. So that was 12 years ago, if you can believe that. Crazy, right? Well, it will be 12 in August. But I remember before I had any kids, I was really excited to have kids. And I remember like my ex or, you know, my girlfriend at the time now was like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, and usually kids, when I was 19 and 20, aren't really excited to have kids. But I remember I was in love and madly in love. And I was like, I just want to have kids. Like, I can't wait to have kids. And then when it happened, I feel like, and not in a bad way, but like, shit gets real. I'm like, oh my God. Like, there's going to be another person that, like, I'm responsible for. And, like, that's like, what? So, like, before it happened for me, I was like, yeah, I can see that little, especially if it's a kid, well, you know, a boy or a girl, like, little me running around and I can, like, put cool shoes on him or her or whatever and, like, skate with them and all that stuff. But then when it happens, you realize, like, oh, wait, diapers and that, you know, like, responsibility, not that, you know, that's any of that stuff's a bad thing, but I think it just becomes a lot more real.
Right.
You know, so I was nervous. And then we had them back to back. And it's one of those things where I have a relationship with them now. I mean, you can see them on, they're on my background here, you know, but I have a strong relationship with them now with like FaceTime and like playing with them. You know, they live in Arizona. So that's the only downside of it, but they're healthy and they're happy, and they their parents right now are raising them to be kids of God. So they believe in God, and they believe in, you know, and
you have, just for those that don't know, you have two.
I have two. I have a boy named Max and a little girl named Maddie. Her name is Madeline, but she goes by Maddie, of course. And we always have to say each other's name in a British accent. So I call her Maddie.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. And how far are they apart?
12 and 11.
Oh, my gosh.
So, right. Yeah.
Really back to back. That's crazy. Okay. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
And did you guys wait to find out or did you like – find out like
the gender?
Yeah.
No, we knew.
You knew.
Yeah. I think we knew. And I remember I was excited when, you know, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a cool idea to not know and have it be surprised. But yeah, we were like, no, we want to know. And then when it comes to the baby shower, we're like, no, get us, you know.
Yeah. They're cute. Let me see their picture again. Let me see. And do they have a, it's funny because I feel like your little boy looks more Mexican than your little girl.
Yeah, oh, totally. I feel like you can, especially in some pictures.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like me. Maybe not so much in the picture. And for those of you listening, I have them as my background on my phone. So we're looking at a picture. But for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you can see the same exact picture. It's pinned. But she totally looks like me normally.
She does. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. Okay, well, that's really cool. Okay.
I have three kids.
Oh, Bella.
Bella.
Little Bella.
Yes.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She doesn't look anything like me, but she acts like me.
She's adorable. I love her.
Beatus.
Little Beatus. Okay, and then the other thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about your dad. I want to talk about your relationship that you had with your dad. You didn't know your dad a whole lot, right?
I would say I have two dads. I have my biological dad, and then I have my stepdad, Jim, who raised me, who I call every day. I call on Father's Day, and I have, every time I'm there, I see him and tell him that I love him, and because I do. Mm-hmm. But my biological dad, I haven't seen since I was 9, and then he passed away in 2008. But I feel his presence, and I know that sounds kind of weird. I'm around his parents and my grandparents and his siblings and his, the whole, my dad's side of the family here who I have a good relationship with. And sometimes I see them looking at me and they're like, oh my gosh, you're like your dad right now. Like you are him, and I have his mannerisms. Mm-hmm. So I still feel him in a spiritual or like in a unworldly way. I don't know. I don't want to sound like weird hippy dippy kind of thing, but I feel like he's still here. But yeah, I didn't really get to know him as a man, as a grown up, but.
Cause how old were you when he passed away?
15.
Oh gosh. That was,
but I hadn't seen him in a few years. There was, drama with, whatever it is, with that and money and exes and all that shiz. So I didn't see him, but I used to come up here for the summer for a few times. So I do have memories of him, but it sucks that I wasn't a little bit older. And then, but yeah, he's still hanging around here. He's still hanging around Salt Lake, and he's still with me at times where I feel him. And one day I'll have a beer with him in the highest bar in the world, and that's heaven.
But you have a good relationship with your stepdad.
I do. I yeah, whenever he's in Tehachapi still, so whenever I make it down there, and I call him ever so often, and we do have a good relationship, yeah. And he's still with my, they're not together or married, but him and my mom still have a good relationship. So when I'm there, it's the three of us, which kind of reminds, I grew up like that, so it still kind of feels like a little piece of a home, even though he lives in one place, my mom lives in one place, and I'm all the way in Utah. When we get together, it feels like family still.
That's cool. That's good. Well, like we did on the Mother's Day episode, we talked a little bit about the history of Father's Day.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the history of Father's Day?
You know what? Like Mother's Day? Probably not. No.
Okay. So we're going to go over a little bit about that.
Okay.
This is kind of cool. Okay. So the first documented history on Father's Day took place in Fairmont, West Virginia.
West Virginia?
West Virginia, after a mining disaster that killed a lot of fathers.
Oh.
And this was in 1908.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
a couple years back.
Yeah, they had a celebration to like honor the fathers.
Wait a minute. So before 1908, there was no Father's Day?
No.
Do you remember when Mother's Day originated?
I can't remember the
date. I can't remember either, but I feel like it was before that.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was it?
Or no, was it?
Now I'm like.
Yeah. I don't know.
We talked about so many dates, so I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But 1908 is when Father's Day, well, that tragic incident happened with the Miami. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia Waltz.
And then in 1909, Sonora Smart Dodds had an idea, and it was inspired by Mother's Day, a Mother's Day sermon, it says. She proposed the idea of a Father's Day in Spokane, Washington, which is funny. That's where my mom is right now, to honor her widowed father who raised her and her siblings.
Okay.
After her mother's death. And then in 1910 was the first statewide celebration.
Okay. Statewide.
It was a statewide celebration of Father's Day. So I guess in 1908 was the first Virginia celebration. So I think that was the first time they actually celebrated like the fathers that had passed away. Yeah.
And then 1909 was the Spokane deal. And then 1910 comes around. So 2 years after the incident in West Virginia, then this thing's starting to get noticed. And then it's like, okay, a whole state is celebrating it.
Right.
What state was it?
This was Washington.
Oh, well, okay. So Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So on June 19th in 1910, that's when Washington did it. Okay. And then in 1924, so we have kind of like, it's been a couple years now.
Yeah.
Right? 1924, presidential support came into play. Okay. And President Calvin Coolidge expressed support for the idea.
Calvin Klein? Who? President Calvin Klein.
Calvin Coolidge expressed support for the idea of a national Father's Day. So this was a few years later.
1924. 100 years ago. Well, 101 years ago.
That's a long time.
101 Dalmatians.
For the first national Father's Day. Okay.
Wow.
And then in 19... Now, this is so, like, so many years later. 1956, congressional resolution. Father's Day was officially recognized in the U.S. by Congress.
As a holiday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
In 56. That wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah. That's when I was born.
Whatever.
So 19, but is it a recognized holiday for like office closures? No. Well, it's on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
But I wonder, isn't Mother's Day on Sunday too?
Yeah.
But is that okay. So it's not like a.
No. 1966, presidential proclamation came out. President Lyndon Johnson signed an executive order declaring that Father's Day would be celebrated on the third Sunday of June.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then this happened. In 1972, it was declared a national holiday.
Wow. So it's only been declared since 72, really, where it's like a national.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it was declared by Richard Nixon as a federal holiday in 1972. Like, I feel like that was not even that long ago.
Well, that was not that long ago.
I was born in 77, so, like, that tells you how old I am. But, like, 1972.
I thought you were born in 47.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
Come on.
Wait, so Nixon, sorry, I just had a squirrel moment here. Have you seen that clip of him giving a speech or whatever he was doing, and someone popped the balloon? And he was so witty. There was a balloon in the crowd and it popped. And then he goes, "You missed." Like without a beat. He was like, it was just such a gangster like response.
Okay, now I'm going to have to go look that up.
Oh, yeah. It's famous. Like you'll see it. He's just like, blah, 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 blah. And the balloon pops. And he's like, "You missed." And then he just continues on with the speech.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Oh, that's funny.
Sorry. But you said Nixon. That's the first thing that reminded me.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Okay. So, like we did in the Mother's Day episode, we're going to do some really funny Father's Day quotes, okay?
Quotes.
Okay. So, this one's pretty funny. Okay, this was Jim Gaffigan, okay? There should be a children's song. If you're happy and you know it, keep it to yourself and let dad sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, Conan O'Brien. Just taught my kids about taxes and eating 38% of their ice cream. Okay.
That's fair.
I know. That's fair. Ken Jennings. You know who that is, right?
No.
Ken Jennings was the guy from, was he from Utah? He was either from Utah or Arizona. I think he was from Arizona, actually. Huh. But he was the guy that was on Jeopardy. He kept winning and winning and winning and winning.
Oh.
Okay. And then they made him the host after Alex Trebek.
Okay. Yeah.
Booking plane tickets for a family trip is a fun little test to see if I still remember all my kids' birthdays and genders. Okay, Ray Romano.
Are you good with I love Ray Romano. Are you good with birthdays and remembering them?
No, that's why I have a reminder.
But of people, like if someone's like, oh, I know Skylar's birthday is in September. Like I know certain people's, but I'm like, I can't remember.
I remember all my best friends' birthdays, but that's pretty much it. Yeah. You know? Okay, Ray Romano. Having children is like having a frat house. Nobody sleeps, everything's broken, and there's a lot of throwing up. Okay, Mark Ruffalo.
I love him.
Yeah, me too. If you're not yelling at your kids, you aren't spending enough time with them.
Amen.
John Stewart. Fatherhood is great because you can ruin somebody from scratch. Jerry Seinfeld. Having a two-year-old is like having a blender without a lid.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
Okay, here's Jim Gaffigan again. My four-year-old son gave me a handmade card for Father's Day. Maybe for Christmas I'll draw him a picture of some toys. Jimmy Kimmel. I learned things from my kids constantly. Most of their knowledge comes from Snapple caps. That's funny. Is Snapple still around?
I think it is, yeah. I haven't had it. I haven't had a Snapple in a long time, but I feel like it's still around.
Okay. Now, something I didn't do for Mother's Day, I didn't even think about it until this episode, but I thought this might help. So I thought about looking up deals for going out to eat and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So there's some really good deals out there. If you want to get some food.
Okay.
So Applebee's. Mm. You could get an Applebee's gift card for Father's Day. If you spend $50 in gift cards, you get a $10 bonus card through June 29th.
Ooh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. Baskin Robbins, if you treat your dad to a cold one with Baskin Robbins, latest Father's Day cakes, the cold one cake and the coldest cone cake. So
do you have to have your kids with you in order to get that?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Because I can just show my screen so I could be like, look, Applebee's, gimme.
Oh, well, you probably could. Yeah. You probably could. Carrabba's, Stop
In. What the hell is Carrabba's?
Carrabba's, Italian.
Oh,
grill.
Okay.
There's one in Orem.
Oh.
Stop In and get a treat. Limited time Father's Day offerings. Let's see. Spicy Palermo wings, ribeye, bourbon, brown butter lamb, T-bone.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, I guess it's all like on sale or free or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see. City Barbecue. I don't know what this is, but I'm sure it's somewhere. City Barbecue, several offerings to celebrate dad, June 8th through 15th. Let's see. El Pollo Loco.
I love El Pollo Loco.
If you order online, you get the $7.99 meal deal, which sounds good. Fazoli's. Well, it is going on.
Yeah.
Well, it says for Father's Day, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Fazoli's. We used to have a Fazoli's here, but I don't think we do anymore. You get a free regular fettuccine alfredo.
Ooh.
Or spaghetti with...
What's it called?
Fazoli's.
That sounds like something Tony Soprano would say.
Fazoli's.
Fazoli's.
I don't think we have one here anymore, but there's a dead moth on the floor. Actually,
he's almost dead.
He's hurt. Fettuccine Alfredo or spaghetti with meat sauce and marinara.
You know what I have to say? I'm so sorry. Spaghetti and meat sauce should be locked up and thrown in the hole if you don't do spaghetti and meatballs. If you just do spaghetti and meat sauce, how dare you, right?
Well, I think how it used to be is you get the meat sauce and you can add the meatballs to it.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a sin not to have spaghetti and meatball?
Oh my gosh, you are not Italian. Stop that.
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
I can't remember.
You keep telling me you're Mexican, and I say, boy, you are too white to be Mexican.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I love tacos.
Okay, well, maybe. I'm Mexican, and I don't eat Mexican food, so I don't know.
No, I'm my DNA came. What am I?
You're very white.
I am very honky, but no, it was the...
But you made Mexican babies, so I don't know.
I did, so that counts for something. I have some street cred.
Okay, Fleming's. Okay, Fleming's is very expensive.
Fleming's.
Make a reservation on Father's Day, and you will be offered a 3-course steak and surf menu for $89.
Wow.
IHOP. Okay.
Oh.
Let Dad have breakfast and dinner with IHOP gift card. Now through June 30th, $25 gift card and get a $5 bonus card back. I feel like that's not a good deal. Is that a good deal?
Yeah, I feel like it's not, because the breakfast that we go sometimes is like, what do I get? I get the breakfast sampler and it's like less than $10 or maybe $10.
Well, but that could get you a couple meals, $30. Right?
Yeah, and go there 3 times.
Okay, McAllister's Deli. I love McAllister's Deli. We don't have one here, but I've been to one in Kansas City. I've been to a couple. Okay, McAllister's Deli, you get a $5 reward when you buy $30 in gift cards. Okay, Moe's Southwestern Grill is Tex-Mex.
Oh,
you get, this one's a good deal. You get a $30 gift card and $10 rewards. So that's good. I feel like that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Shaloski's. That one's hard to say. Okay, this one's a good deal. That's the same deal. That's $30 in gift card, $10 in e-rewards.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Bad Daddy's Burgers. Never heard of it, but that is a cool name.
Bad Daddy's Burgers.
Okay. You get, let's see. This one is Badass Margarita for $8.
Ooh, a burger and a margarita?
I don't know. It just said Badass Margarita, $8.
I don't think I've ever had a burger and a margarita.
And this one is a cocktail with fresh lime and Margaritaville Gold Tequila.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
$4 a pint. And all appetizers are half off during the last 2 hours of operations. Okay. Mm. I have two favorite restaurants. One of them is Cheesecake Factory and the other one is BJ's Restaurant. Okay. We have them all in California. We don't have one here. Okay.
Cheesecake Factory is good. I don't know if I've ever been to a BJ's though.
Yeah. We don't have BJ's here. But anyways.
What is the restaurant called?
It's called BJ's Restaurant. Oh, it's a brewery.
It's a brewery.
It's a restaurant and brewery, but this one is limited edition pint glass. If your dad's a loyalty member, he gets 20% off. Let's see, between June 17th and July 7th. Yeah. Bob Evans Farmhouse Kitchen. Bob Evans is good too. It's kind of like a Denny's, but it's still good.
Hmm. Bob Evans.
Yeah. Chocolate strawberry farmer's choice with chocolate chip hotcakes or brioche French toast topped with strawberries, chocolate sauce, chocolate chips, powdered sugar, whipped toppings, steak tips, and eggs with mushroom and onions.
Listen here, you steak tip.
See, that one sounds good too. Okay.
Do you like sweets?
I do, but only like for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast?
Buca di Beppo.
Say that again.
Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo.
3 half-pound world famous meatball. There's your meatball.
Oh, there's my meatball.
When they dine in on Father's Day.
Ooh. Say the restaurant again.
Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo.
We used to have one in Midvale, but there's not one anymore. They closed.
Is there one out here then?
I don't know if there is another one. Let's see. Burger King. Royal Perks members can gift Dad a BOGO Whopper to say thank you all day long.
Is Burger King still, like, relevant?
In Utah, not so much. California, they're everywhere.
I remember Burger King being in California, but, God, I haven't had Burger King in, like forever.
Cattleman Steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
Yep.
June 13th through 15th, Dad can enjoy 20-ounce bone-in ribeye house side ranch style beans, all you can eat garden salad for $38.99. I feel like that's a pretty good deal. Let's see. We already talked about Dave and Buster's holding their dad games, dad and their family teams up in an arcade showdown where winners can win Dave and Buster's for a year.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Dave and Buster's.
Denny's Father's Day with a cozy PJ themed promotion starting June 5th. Limited edition breakfast themed pajamas are available. That's kind of cool.
Pajamas?
I guess.
I love being in pajamas.
If you use the promotion Rad Dad, that's kind of cool. Okay, El Pollo Loco. Did we already talk about that?
Yes.
We did. Okay.
$7. Let's see.
What are some of these other ones? Jack in the Box.
50% off.
50% off at Jumbo Jack.
I don't like their Jumbo Jacks.
No?
I like their tacos or their sourdough jacks.
Oh, that's true. Okay, let's see. Logan's Roadhouse. They're all over. Have you ever been to a Logan's?
Nope.
$10 bonus card for every $50 in gift certificates.
Hmm.
Let's see. Nothing but cakes.
Oh, I love. Oh my god.
They're good, right?
They're so good.
Listen
to
this. Their
red velvet cake.
Celebrate Father's Day with a Hershey S'mores Bundt cake made with chocolate chips, graham cracker crumbs, mini marshmallows, chocolate drizzle, graham streusel. But you have to enter, the hashtag Nothing Bundt Dad Sweepstakes by June 16th for a chance to win $3,000.
$3,000 in bundt cakes or $3,000?
$3,000.
Oh my gosh. I feel like those bundt cakes are something that you cannot eat at work because there's certain things that you eat that just take over any sort of productivity in the day. And when I have bundt cakes.
They're so good.
It is literally heaven.
They're delicious.
They're delicious.
Oh, here's another one. Panda Express.
Oh, God. So
okay.
Good too.
May 26th through June 15th, guests who purchase $30 or more in Panda Express gift cards online receive $8 bonus cards. That's a good one. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. We're almost in. Raising Cane's.
I like that place too.
Members receive buy one, get one free box combo June 15th and 16th. That's pretty cool. Scooter's Coffee, we do have that here. Special buy one, get one drink offer. That's kind of cool.
Huh.
Shake Shack.
I've been there a few times.
June 9th through 16th, you get a BOGO.
Buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one. Mm-hmm. Using promo code Dad Mode.
Dad Bod.
No.
They're like, sorry, sir, you're at the wrong place.
Subway. Oh, Subway. MVP reward members get buy one, get one. That's good for $1.
Yeah.
Yeah. TCBY. Oh my gosh. Is that still
TCBY?
Does TCBY still exist?
I don't even know what that is.
The country's best yogurt.
Oh, I haven't even heard of that.
What? Okay. Well, that's a one offer per dad. That's a first 6 ounce free. It's yogurt. Texas Roadhouse.
I used to work there.
You did? What did you do?
I was a server there.
What?
Yeah, in Ogden.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I would always pay people to do my birthdays.
Oh, you get a free kids meal with any adult purchase. Oh, what's today?
Today's June 13th.
Oh, it ended.
Oh, today's Friday the 13th.
It ended yesterday. Sorry. Sorry, people. Okay. Wendy's, one day only, Father's Day. Okay. This is, let's see, buy one, get one free for Wendy's.
Huh.
Premium sandwich. And we'll do White Castle because we don't have White Castle.
White Castle.
We don't have
White
Castle here. They're not very good. I'm not going to lie.
Are they just famous and they're just like well known? Is that why people
Well, they're well known on the East Coast. But yeah. 20% off any order June 13th through 15th. And that's it for that. But
okay.
Yeah, that's all we got.
That's cool. And Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Do you like those movies?
It's been years since I've seen them. And I didn't watch rated R movies back then.
Oh, yeah.
I was a good girl.
So was I.
You were a good girl?
I was a good girl.
You're funny. Well, this was fun.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
I don't know.
Should we free ball some ending here? Because this is fun. This is fun.
Yeah, this was good. This was good. Well, I'm glad we got to talk about dads. I mean, I didn't really talk about...
What about... Yeah, okay. Like, if you want to take a few minutes, like, what about you? What about you and your father figures? Like, who do you have anybody in your life that's like a father figure now, or like?
I kind of talked about this a little bit on the Substack stuff. I had a weird kind of relationship with my dad's. Like, I had a biological father, and then I had an adopted father. But my biological father, I didn't actually know at all. And my adopted father, I had a weird relationship with, because like I didn't really like. We didn't have a great relationship, you know, and then it's strained, let's just say, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we try to talk, you know, I try to talk every couple weeks, you know, and stuff. And I call him and I tell him Happy Father's Day and that kind of thing. And I.
So you have a good relationship.
I have an okay relationship.
Okay. Yes.
Okay relationship. Fine. With him, you know. Yeah. Fine. He's very, my dad's very introverted, very like.
Do you have a lot in common with him?
No. Like, yeah. It's very, like, we're very different, you know. My dad's very introverted, very cold, very not tactful.
And you're very opposite.
I'm very opposite.
Isn't it interesting when you have different personalities like that and you're trying to, like, bond? Because I have that, too, sometimes. I actually have that with my stepdad, but we do have a lot in common, too. But there's times where he talks about, like, gold mining and all that stuff, and I'm like, yeah.
But the funny thing is that those are the people that I'm attracted to, like my personality wise, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm very attracted to people that are opposite of me.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess they say opposites attract. I think it's true. I think it's true. You know? Yeah. I think it can be in a lot of ways.
All my closest friends are like that. And so I think you're my only friend that is actually a lot more like me than my other friends.
Well, it's because we're from California.
Maybe that's the reason.
Because California knows how to party. And we wear flip-flops.
Yeah, we wear flip-flops.
You know, I wear flip-flops with jeans. Is that a California thing?
That is a California thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wear flip-flops almost every day.
Do you ever call them thongs?
Yes, and I had to stop because people thought I was weird.
You're like, I'm wearing my dirty thongs. Dang it! And they're like, what? You're like, no, my flips.
My flip flops.
My flippies.
Well, I've had Birkenstocks for a really long time, and then I was like,
that's a Utah thing, huh? Or is that a California thing?
No, that's a California
thing. Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks were, yeah, that's a California thing. And I thought it was so weird when I came here, and people were like wearing like. Socks with them, and I was like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah,
you have socks with
and I
sandals?
Now I do it now.
That's so weird.
I do it now too. I wear socks with like slides. You're but you know so what? Weird. I remember when I first moved here, I never knew I talked like I spoke like a Californian, but like I know like and like yeah. Saying like is like a valley girl kind of like you know, yeah. like you know, so I do that like a lot, like you know. And then I remember when I don't say it as much now, but my word was always gnarly. So I would come here. I'm like, damn, that's gnarly. And they're like, what? I'm like, what? Like, it's gnarly? I'm like, yeah. Like, I would always say that. And they're like, God, you're such a Californian. I
was and like, that's a very, like, skater, surfer, like.
Yeah.
Like, Southern California, like, term.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe, like, well, a lot of people say it now, too, I feel like. But, like, I always say, like, that's sick.
Yeah, that's. I feel like that's not a Utah.
That's not. That's just like a. That's a normal thing, huh?
I feel.
Do you say?
Yeah.
You say that's sick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you say that's sickening?
No, I don't say sickening.
That's so sickening, ill, gruesome.
That's funny. That's really funny.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that yeah, there's certain things that are definitely California things though. But like, and I just said it again. But like saying like, I say like so much. Do you? I don't know if I notice it.
I do. And I have to like stop myself from saying it.
You just said it.
Oh, did I?
You were like, I have to stop to say it.
Oh gosh. I can't. Like, yeah, I don't know.
What's up with this? There's a moth over there on the floor fighting for its life. And there's a roly-poly-oly.
And roly-poly is a California term.
What is their normal name?
I think it's like a potato bug.
No, potato bugs are the, look at this. Sorry for people, like potato bugs are the ugly. They're so ugly.
But I don't know. They don't call them roly-polies here. They call them something else.
This is a potato bug. Did you ever get that? That looks like an alien. That's probably AI'd.
But
these.
Oh, I don't know then. I don't know what they call those little things. Roly polies. Like, I don't know what they call them.
Let's see if we can do this. Hey, Siri. What is the technical term for a roly poly? Oh, it's a pill bug.
A pill bug.
I've never heard anybody call a roly poly oly. Oh, the specific name for the most common roly poly is a Armadillium vulgare.
Well, it does look like a little armadillo.
Actually, I can see that. That sounds better than a... Well, but you can, I can also kind of see pill bug.
I don't know. I think they're cute.
Yeah, I like it when they get in a little ball.
No, because that means they're scared.
Well, yeah, but I remember when I was a kid, I remember seeing roly-polies and being like, I wish I could do that because they're like safe. Or like a turtle. I think a lot of kids probably did that and I thought that. But like a turtle, you can go, you have a little like, you can just go in there and hide.
Where is this episode going?
You know, I know, right? Why are we talking about roly-polioles and turtles? This is supposed to be about Father's Day. You know what
it is? I guess that could be a father. That could be a father.
He definitely came out like he came out of a mother who had a was made a father. You know what it is the coffee kicked in and I'm starting to get chatty.
I guess so.
Anyways. I get chatty when the coffee first hits or after I've had like two or three beers. I'm like
anyway.
Well, yeah, I have nothing else.
Okay, well, this was a fun episode.
We always
say that. I feel like every episode we say that.
Well, because we enjoy doing it.
I know.
And they're all really fun. But I will say happy Father's Day to all you fathers. And not even to the fathers and to people that have fathers. Spend time with them or think about them if they're not here. Just, yeah.
And don't forget to tell those people in your life, happy Father's Day. Thank you for being in their lives. Or thank you for what you do. Thank you for being in their lives. Thank them for being in your life. And hopefully you have a great Sunday this Sunday.
Yes. And if you want to get spicy, say happy Daddy's Day.
Ooh.
Like a Hoochie Daddy shorts. Wear your Hoochie Daddy shorts and you can say happy. And then it's all about you. Happy Daddy's Day.
Happy Daddy's Day.
Yes.
And catch us next week.
Should we say the bye the way that we normally do?
We can.
That's the only way. So okay. I get to hear you say it once a week. So I'll start it so that way we can end it with you saying it because it's a big deal. Ready? Bye.
Bye.
No, you didn't say it good enough.
Bye.
There you go.